So in England, it's a very different setup. So we have coroners here that are all under the Chief Coroner of England. They're all run by government. People have a post-mortem. They then come to me. When the post-mortem's done, they take all of their organs out. They weigh them. They take blocks and slides, and then they put them back in the body in a bag. During the embalming process, obviously, they've been cut and pulled about, and their arterial and venous systems are all broken and torn. So we open the cavity up, we take the bag out with the organs in, and then we manually target the arteries and the veins with the embalming pump, and we push formaldehyde down the individual arteries to embalm them because they've all been cut. Now, when we did this for a young man a few weeks ago who was 30, he died suddenly, undetermined, waiting for histology, because they can't find the cause of death, so they clutch at straws. And then we found this inside his arteries. Now, you'll note that it's blackened up a little bit, and I would suggest that's probably because it's been set in formaldehyde, and it's blackened up. But this was inside his arteries, and each little bit you see there was in a different artery. Yeah, he was 30 years old. So I reached out to the coroner and kind of said to them, I'm really alarmed. What is this? I've never seen this before in 15 years. I've got a British Institute of Embalmers, registered embalmer, who works here full time. He's never seen that before in 20 years. And then I listened to Richard Hirschman, the Alabama-based embalmer. He's finding identical samples that are blocking up these people. So all these athletes and footballers and people that you're seeing, their arteries are full of that. If I was to open up 10 people, some of them would have arteries about as thick as a biro pen. Others would have arteries about like my little finger. If you took 10 children, all of the exact same age, they would all grow at different rates. So I would suggest what is happening is this. This white stuff grows in different people at different rates. If the planets align and you grow it particularly quickly and you have narrow arteries, you're going to fall over and you're going to die because you're going to block up quicker. And that's what we're seeing with all these footballers and athletes in record numbers that are dying suddenly.